A special welcome to our tricentennial committee meeting on the 23rd of April. My, how time is flying. Before you know it, we'll be in 2025. I'd like to thank ECAT, Eastern Community Access Television, for covering the event and also spreading the good word about our plans as we prepare for 2025. We do have a forum. I'd also like to thank Bill and Fred and Joan for hosting the meeting here at Memorial Hall. I think it's terrific that we can all get together. We have enough room and space to be able to spread out. I know that this is your first meeting, Bill. We thank you for joining us. And we know, Jim, that you and Joan with the hall, and we really appreciate putting together. Dale, I'd like to thank you not just for making motions at the meeting and eating cookies, but I did want to thank you for sharing our brainstorming session while I was in Bermuda, freezing cold. For some reason or other, the weather didn't cooperate with us. But I'd like to officially call the meeting to order. Lots of good news to spread this evening as we go through the agenda. I had some extra copies of the agenda if anyone so desires. Okay. Anybody else need an agenda? So the meeting has been called to order. The first piece of business is introductions. And I do this, and I tell the folks that are watching on ECAT that we know each other, but we want to make sure that our viewing audience knows who's sitting involved in the planning as we prepare for our 300th anniversary. It's on its way, folks. I'm Dave. I wanted to have the privilege of chairing such a significant committee, a group of Eastonites who really know what they're doing, and they're making the job pretty easy. So we're going to go around the room, introduce yourself, let us know what role that you play on the committee as well. And we'll start over here with Ken Wood.
Ken Wood, I'm chair for the Manpower and also on the Parade Committee.
Courtney Pupkin, fundraising.
Diane Sari, secretary, Eastern 300 Cookbook, and the Arts Festival. Rosalyn Miller, assistant secretary and co-chair of the Cookbook.
Ken Michael, business relations. Historical events,
chair.
And Dale Garrister, and I guess given that the Supreme Leader has returned, the coup was short-lived, so I'm back to the vice chair.
Fred Ames, honorary co-chair.
Oh, you're up. Nick Sternalis, I'm the husband of the designer of the tricentennial logo.
Piper Journalis, I'm the designer of the tricentennial logo, and I am also helping out with graphics.
I'm Karen Hetzel, volunteer, and helping on various events.
Henry Taylor, co-chair on merchandise, the gala, and the kickoff day to the tricentennial.
I'm Ann Hurley, I am also co-chair on merch and the gala and the kickoff.
Chris Ventresco, head of photography and the anniversary book.
Bill Ames, I'm Fred Ames' brother. And honorary co-chair.
Joan Lundgren, the art show, working with the people with the gala and also in charge of bands and music.
Well, thank you all very much. Ryan, would you introduce yourself? Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Ryan Hoffman, a citizen, and glad to be here to help out with Amory and Matt if there's any questions on the materials that they've been working with.
And we thank all the citizens for watching. And while we're thanking people, I'd like to thank Diane Masati and, of course, Roz Miller, the secretary and assistant secretary, for putting the minutes of our meetings together, making sure that everybody got a copy. They have been emailed. We hope that you've had a chance to look at these. And I would like to make that kind of the first thing that we take a quick look at. And if there's no questions, no additions, no subtractions, I'm going to call for a vote. But let me see if the audience here has any questions about the minutes or any changes. The voting members.
I'm good.
I see none. I'd like to call for a motion.
That would be me. So
the minutes of March 26th. That was our last meeting.
I said.
We have a motion by Dale Karrester. Joan Lundgren, thank you so much for being the second. Any questions, any concerns? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? It's unanimous with our voting members. And we have approved the minutes of March 26th. Moving on the agenda is the chair's report. I'd like to be brief in terms of my report because I'd like to get to many of the other topics that we have on the agenda this evening. But one of the things I did want to talk about, which is going to be important to our committee, and that's security. I had the honor of meeting with the police chief and the fire chief yesterday at the police station. I was not under arrest, but I was there to get an idea from both chiefs what they expect as they took a look at all the events that planned and prepared. Some of them are in concrete and some are not at the present time, but we're getting there. And I think that both the fire chief and the police chief are excited. They both want to be in the parade. They both feel very strongly that security is important, especially with what's going on around the world. We want to make sure that we have the appropriate security available at all major events that bring lots of people in our community together. And there may even be people from out of town that show up for some of these events that will take place during the year 2025. Now, both chiefs are going to be at the June meeting, and they're going to give us an idea of what the cost might be. They both agreed to do the best they can to give us the best break, but there are going to be some costs involved. There are going to be some events where they don't know that answer yet, but there's a possibility they may have to bring in officers from other towns, depending on expected crowds. They are going to be talking with DPW about streets that have to be blocked off, whether it be for the parade, whether it be for parking, for fireworks, bonfires. There's a list of things. I did mention to them that the very first event, which is our kickoff event, will be at Stonehill College on the campus, and it would be the campus police that we would have to have involved. Talking about January 4th. And on December, the very last event, which is scheduled for December 27th. Hopefully it's not going to snow that weekend. But the fact is it'll be on campus and it will involve the campus police. So we got the ball rolling. They have an idea of what our plans are for events. I did mention to our public safety people that there will be possibilities where there'll be other events taking place in the community, but not necessarily sponsored by the Tricentennial Committee. So they've always done this in previous years. Some of them are annual events, but we'll make them aware when we give them a full schedule of what's happening. So count on them to be here in June. Both sheets are putting together what the expenditures might be. It'll be a proposed list and not so much final because things change, as we all know, having gone through this for over a year. But I was very happy to see us finally meet. We spent about an hour and a half, and their next stop is to meet with our full committee so they can bring things to our attention, and at the same time we can have questions that should be answered in terms of making this not only a great celebration but a safe one for people of all ages. So with that being said, one more thing I'd like to bring to your attention. Today, this morning, I met with the parade committee. There were about five of us there, and we talked just basically about what the plans might be in terms of the parade. The parade scheduled for July 4th. Parade lineup is at 9 a.m. The parade begins at 10. The parade's gonna go the length of Center Street. It's gonna take a right on Main Street, and it's going to end at the Immaculate Conception Church. Trucks, vehicles, floats, motorcycles, horses, they may go straight past the church parking lot to go to their destination. They can either take a right or go straight. There may be some parking that might take place down at the mall by the chocolate place. So, We talked about everything from bands to floats, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, veterans, making up banners. We talked about a flyover. Some of the committee members have some contacts. A flyover with a banner that says Happy Anniversary, Town of Easton. It's going to be a parade that will take place, rain or shine. We're hoping it'll be good weather. There are going to be some folks, it could be musical groups, who may be doing a parade in the afternoon on July 4th, but might be willing to do our parade in the morning. And as I've said to people, this is a one-shot deal for us here in the town of Easton. It's our 300th anniversary. We're very proud to bring the community together, a community that's filled with history. So, we're excited about it. Corey Mahonan is on top of things. He's going to be at the June meeting as well. And at that meeting, he'll give you an idea of what the proposed budget might be to have the parade. He's hoping by the end of the summer, it may go a little later, by the end of December, that we'll know exactly who's in the parade and what the parade size is going to look like. We're making some exceptions for people that might be classified as senior adults, cannot walk a full 2 miles. There's going to be a place where they'll be able to enter the parade. Division one is going to be all the emergency vehicles, not just from Easton, but from surrounding towns. Division, there'll be a full division if the Shriners agreed to join us. They have enough people in their parades to a full division. We talked about involving the students, involving the Council on Aging. We are talking about places to park. So there's a lot of things that are going on in the parade committee. Ken was at that parade committee. He's in charge of recruiting volunteers. It takes about 30 just to do a parade. It takes about 5 or 6 that Corey wants right away, and he wants them because he wants to utilize some active volunteers who could reach out to groups. And We're fortunate enough to have our assistant secretary because Diane's going to be away during the parade. But we need someone to come to the parade committee meetings and take some notes and help us send some letters out. And so there's excitement in the air. I've said this all along, but we're getting closer and closer and things are starting to happen. I just gave about $2,600 to Courtney for banners. People are buying into the banners. I have that on the agenda, so, and we're going to talk briefly about it. I've had a chance to talk to Ken, I've talked to Courtney. I know that you had some discussion about banners at the last meeting. I just want you to know I'm on the same page as Courtney and Ken and the committee in terms of how we can handle that and give a priority to the local people who have businesses here in the town of Easton. We originally, a long time ago, talked about 60 banners, and now we're up to 90 banners, I think, that we'll have. Can you imagine every other pole on Center Street, Main Street, Five Corners, around Memorial Hall? People are gonna say there must be something going on in the town of Easton. It'll be well decorated, and what a terrific job Piper, you did, and not only putting the banner together, the pole banner, but the logo. You certainly did a terrific job, and I think everybody on the committee agrees. Very good. Well, that ends our meeting for tonight.
All right, Amanda, break out the cookies. Let's
go. Amanda.
I baked them 2 hours ago.
I know at the last meeting there was a lot of discussion about cookies.
There was.
I know that because I could smell it from Bermuda. The fact is that anybody who brings refreshments, we really appreciate it. We've gone out of your way to do that. And when we get a little closer, I'm going to do my share. We'll have something that we can do a little spread. Right now, we don't have as much time to eat as we need to discuss. But later on, when things get a little closer, things will be in pretty good shape. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is the Vice Chair's report. Take it away, Dale.
Well, I didn't have anything prepared, and I will speak for a few minutes and a bit about the my responsibilities for community relations, but on behalf of everybody here, I just wanted to say thank you to Dave as our esteemed chair because you were doing a phenomenal job leading these efforts, and we were very fortunate to have you captaining our ship, so thank you for that.
Yes, I will bring cookies. let me just say this, folks, before we move on. The chair is as good as the people that he surrounds himself with. This cannot be done by one person or two persons. It needs teamwork to make a celebration, a year-round celebration for an entire year. Let's move on to the agenda. Anything else, Dale, that you might have?
I do not.
I like what you said. Many reports, Diane Lasati, and let me tell you something. I happen to live next door to her, and she's trying to move because knocking on her door all the time. And she spends a lot of time worrying about what we have to do and things that has to be done. And I appreciate it, Diane. And you and Roz make a good team.
Yes, we do.
What do you have to report?
Well, we've approved the minutes of March 26th. I will post them to the town website, and I think that's about it. As far as the minutes go, secretary. That's all she wrote.
Very good. Anything you want to add, Russ?
No.
Anything you want to subtract from what she said?
No, she covered it up.
Okay, moving along. I know our treasurer is not here, Jeanette, because of another commitment. But checks are starting to come in, folks, and we're starting to see people react. And I thought all along that that would be the most difficult part of this whole celebration. It's getting us to finalize certain sites that seems to take us a little bit of time. But when I take a look at who the coordinators are for each event, we are blessed with people who have not only done this before, but have the expertise and don't mind getting involved and spending time to plan and to prepare. And what we got to do, Ken, is to fill them up, the committees up with volunteers that they need to have. I got to tell you, there's only one company that said no on the banners. Everybody else said yes. Before I came to the meeting tonight, that one person called to say yes. They changed their mind. So we're 100% on the banners. We're talking about the possibility of 90 banners. It could be a few more. We have been talking about every other pole on one side of the street. With the support of our DPW director, Dave Fields, they have the tough job of putting them up. I want to thank both Courtney and Ken for reaching out and doing a little bit more than above and beyond the call of duty to make this come out the right way, and we appreciate it. Those banners not only look great, but can you imagine having 90 of them up? And it's got some of the flashy colors. It's going to stand out. And Piper, when you ride down the street in the parade in a convertible, people will be able to applaud you for what you did. So anything, Ken, that you would like to add regarding banners or Courtney?
Not at this point. I've been kind of on the shelf for the last 10 days or so. It's a very procedure, so I've been out of commission.
Anything, Courtney, you'd like to add?
No.
One of the things that's important to our subcommittee is to make sure that we get the sheets that we printed for people to write down their information. Those sheets are eventually going to be turned over to the printer. And what people put on that sheet, we hope that they spell everything correctly so that those banners don't have to come down. Can you imagine DPW putting up 90 banners and they got to take 40 down because something's misspelled? So our subcommittee of Ken and Courtney, we're going to kind of sit down at some point, go over all the banners, and to make sure they're correct. I spoke to Ed Bass. He's expecting at some point to get about 50 banners that he can start, and then get the other 50 later when they're all finalized. Go ahead.
Ken, I was just going to say, on the sheets that we fill out for the banners, whoever's buying them, why don't they sign off on it that it's correct? You know, that everything's printed correctly on it, so we know for the banners.
That's a good point. I know the people I'm asking, I've emphasized that, and maybe you've done the same, Ken. Yeah. But we're going to look at that very closely because we don't want to have DPW making two trips. It's not like putting it in the closet. It's climbing ladders, trucks, all that stuff to make it happen. And we appreciate that. Anything that you might have, Courtney, on banners, or are we all set to move on in the agenda?
Not on banners, but just fundraising. Are you on?
We haven't got the fundraising yet, but that's okay. Coming up shortly. And right now, it's on the agenda. Go ahead, Courtney.
Okay. I have a question. So when we receive the checks for the banners and the forms, I give them to you. And you give them to Courtney,
who will all have to meet up with
Jeanette. And then eventually Courtney's going to give them to our treasurer. And then the treasurer has to give them to the treasurer at Town Hall. All checks are made out to the town of Easton. Everybody understands
so that's
that?
That's the process. Because people are asking. Yeah. My check isn't good.
And on the bottom of the check, they could put down 300.
Right.
So Easton 300. That lets people at Town Hall know that the checks that are going to the town of Easton for the banners. And Ed Bass has been very flexible. He was the low bidder. There's a banner up here. Ken, would you just hold this a second? But people haven't seen it. This was done by Ed Bass. It was donated. He did two of these. It's a banner that we can use in the parade. It's a banner that can lead the parade. It's a banner we could put in the halls when we have large meetings to go out to give a presentation, Dale.
That's awesome.
It's a banner that we can maybe hang at a select board's meeting sometime so people can see it on camera. And we can show the camera right now, the banner. The celebration is on its way. Originally, when this was done, Ed had two clocks, one on each end. I made the suggestion to put the town logo on one end and the clock on the other. So, thank you, Ken.
That's great.
Okay. I'm going to give the microphone and camera back to Courtney. She has done a remarkable job getting some major donors to jump in and to pay for events. I got to say, it makes the job a lot easier. When I did this in another town, I used to get 1,000 here, 1,000 there. I had people paying for bands on the parade. It was a lot of work. But by having one sponsor a major event, that takes a lot of pain out of it. And on behalf of the committee, we want to thank all the folks out there that might have made donations, that might be coming forward to be a volunteer. Go ahead, Courtney.
So I don't have much to report. My son's having a bar mitzvah May 4th. So I'm really in bar mitzvah mode because I'm also the event planner, of course. So anyway, never fear though, we will reach our goal. Well, right now, we're approximately, not including the new banners, but approximately 125 away from goal. Now that would include 25, that's a signature event sponsor. So really, we need one sponsor and then 100K to go, which I think is very doable. I know it's very doable.
In terms of all the events, there's just one event that's not sponsored right now.
You're not a voting member, right?
Yes.
One event. That happens to be the very first event. There are sponsors who were picking and choosing which event they'd like to sponsor. And so we're going to eventually get the sponsor. You continue, Amanda and Anne-Marie, doing what your plans are. It may be a full sponsor for the $25,000, or it may be pieces, four or five sponsors to pay the bill. Do you agree with that, Courtney, as the fundraising chair? Eventually,
yes.
We're going to have someone who's going to take care of the very first event.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's important.
Oh, that's, yes. We have like three potential. We just need to have things work out the way they need to. We're going to do it. The next June, you know, we're talking about that June meeting. We'll be in a lot closer shape.
Terrific. It's getting pretty bad tonight. And thank you, Diane. You and Jeanette have been picking up at the post office.
Yes.
Our P.O. Box is 300. If someone's going to mail a check, it would be the Depot Street facility, the post office. That's where all the checks go. And we couldn't have a better number than 300, I guess.
Dave, I should have mentioned, I do go to the P.O. Box to pick up whatever mail comes in and checks and whatnot. I do give the checks to you. I also monitor the Gmail account. It's been
300.2025@gmail.com.
So I do monitor that and then forward, disseminate all the emails to the proper person. So they all come to me.
Okay, anything else, fundraising chair? And I thank you for Courtney, the push that you have given you did exactly what you said you were going to do in terms of coming up with major donors to pay for the celebration.
And as
my turn now, right?
Yes. And so my turn. I just have to say delayed due to emergency.
Okay. We're going to skip over Dale.
I'll cook you that too. Yeah, so community relations, I'm going to be ramping things up shortly as I get my nostrils above the waterline at work, but we have a presentation we're doing for the Easton Grange coming up in May, which will be on ECAF. I just have to figure out whether it's May 1st or May 13th, and hopefully I'll figure that out before the date that it actually happens. Hope to also be doing a presentation for the Unity Church as well, and we're also hoping to participate in the event, the Spring Farm Fest over at the NRT Sheep Pasture, I believe it's Saturday, May 6th, so if we confirm that, I'll put something out to everybody, if anybody else would like to come by, like to put the banner up, you know, that kind of thing, and just get a little exposure out there. And I'll also be doing a presentation for the Lions Board of Directors to talk about how they can most help out as well during 2025. And both as a result of a communication I had back at the Fall Festival of NRT at Harvest Fair, as well as I think your presentation that you did with public safety, Michelle from the Fire Department, who's a part of Easton CERT, has reached out to see how they can best help work with us going forward, so I'll be following up with her on that. So it's not only the committee organizations doing events, but how they can help support the events that we're doing. And that's it.
Good report. And I'll tell you, Dale, I think one of the exciting things about spreading the word is being able to go to groups, give a quick presentation, bring all of our stuff with us. I carry this sign everywhere I go. I don't own it, it's the committee sign, but people don't think I have to bring it into the store when I go shopping. I'm already kidding. The fact is that it's a great way for us to promote the celebration.
By the way, I forgot one thing, which is I've submitted four recipes today to Diane, which as I understand it's one, it's one cookie per recipe, right? That's like
something.
Okay, we're going to go to Ken Wood. Ken is handling the responsibility of businesses. He also is the president of the Historical Society. I say this to our viewing audience. He always finds time to do all kinds of things for us, and we appreciate it. Go ahead, Ken. Just telling the visiting audience that we haven't seen you in a long time.
As I just said, I said a few minutes ago, like in the last couple of weeks, I've been out of commission, so there's no report for me to get to.
Yeah.
I'm working on a number of additional banners, some other donors, and I'm also working on a project with regard to the trustees that you want to discuss.
That's important. I want to share that a little later in the meeting. Before we go on to the next item.
Now that everybody knows my real last name is Wood.
Could have, would have, should have.
There you go.
I did once again want to introduce both Fred and Bill, who have joined us this evening. And they have been selected by our committee as honorary members of this committee. And there's a lot of history here in the town of Easton and the history they're aware of in many different ways. So I wanted to ask you, Fred, first, is there anything you'd like to say or mention? And I appreciate you not only being an honorary member, but coming to our meetings as well.
Oh, no, well, thank you. You caught me a bit by surprise here. I would just say things seem to be going along well, and we're making good progress, and I'm sure there'll be more funds coming in soon.
And Bill, Brother Bill, I know that you have to leave for another
Another great meeting. Another meeting, but anything you'd like to say, and thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. It's a great honor to be here, for sure. Well, I've done a bunch of videos, history of, is that what you're talking about? Like, history of my family. It's about an hour. Not that exciting, but it's...
Did you say for an hour?
It's an hour. Hey, cut it down. And I've got the Shovel Works, the opening of the Shovel Works. I've got the Veterans Parade. I did a good job on that, I think, years ago. It's about 10 minutes. And I got a bunch of others. So if we have a website, we have a website. Right?
Mm-hmm. You could have little
links. I could do, you know, that's to contribute some history video.
Well, we certainly were absolutely, we're unanimous. There's two folks, the honorary members, and hopefully you'll be with us to attend many more meetings when you can. Yeah. Well, once you say yes, we're going to be twice a week. No, I'm only kidding.
I know those. I've been on those committees. But no, it's a great bunch of everybody and a lot of history among us all, going back decades here. My brother Fred, I think 7 decades.
So. We got an awful lot to celebrate.
Yeah. So it's. I'm happy to make a video or something. You know. So.
Perfect.
Stay.
Thank you, Bill and Fred. And Brian Hoffman, why don't you stand up? We want to recognize you for doing the TV show with me once a month.
Thank God.
Brian's had a little bit of experience with WBZ, and it works out that we get people that are interested, and the shows seem to draw a lot of interest.
Good. You do a great job. Fun to sit in with you, and we've had some very good conversations. The show that's coming up in early May will feature 3 key players from the Ames Free Library and Quizzet House, and they'll talk a bit about the history of the library, its meaning as an asset to the town, and the kinds of things that they do to bring the community together, and that are going to, I think, meld pretty well into the 300th celebration. So it's a pleasure to do that. And I've also, in another capacity, had a great amount of pleasure working with Anne-Marie, Karen, and Amanda on the commemorative merchandise. I know that's coming up on the agenda, but I'm glad to help.
Thank you, Brian. And the next item on the agenda is banners. I know we've talked briefly about it, and I think we all seem to be on the same page. I'm talking about the pole banners. And the only interesting thing I can say is that it turns out that it's also a fundraiser for the committee. We got a good deal on the purchase of the banners. The magic number is 300 per banner. I've been talking, I'm going to be talking and chatting with our marketing person, Mike Good, about promoting the banners locally to see if we can get more people from restaurants that we have missed. I did give Joan a list of 10 or 12 people to assist me that have to be visited. It's kind of a follow-up for them to turn in their sheet. Rather me go to 30 or 40, I appreciate Joan jumping in to help me with that. Anything else anybody would like to bring up regarding the banners? The next item is the merchandising report. Anne-Marie Taylor and Amanda Hurley have a display table over here, and I'm going to pass it over. Who's going first?
So we're going together. So we're going to do this as fast as we can, because we need you guys to vote on these items. I've sent out the sheet and the pricing. Anne-Marie's going to hold up an item. And I'll let you know how many and the cost, and let us know yes or no, or just hold your hands up for yes. Because we just need to get this stuff ordered. If we're on the fence about a couple of items, that's okay. We can order those later. Like I know the spoon, the mug, those two items we're kind of on the fence a little bit about, just quantity-wise for the spoon, the mug. We have some larger options coming, so let's maybe hold off on that. We can order it in the next run. But let's start with the apron. Our minimum quantity to order is 75. They cost $9.50 a piece.
Is this our
Vanna White?
It's like Vanna White.
I'm
going to say
yes.
I think that's a great addition with the cookbooks, and especially at the holidays. So.
What do you think, Diane?
Good point.
I know you're on cookbook duty,
so. The minimum is 75.
Yes. Do you want us to hold on that? That's good.
No, I think that's great.
We only want 75 only.
Now, do you
only 75? We can always reorder if we sell.
Discuss it. We'll do 75 aprons and 75 spoons. Can we do 75 on the spoons?
I will chat with Brian after. Because the spoon minimum is 250 right now, but we can revisit that either if. Well, I'll talk to Brian's team and see if we can get something at a smaller quantity, and we'll circle back on that one.
Okay, so do the apron, if we can get a smaller quantity, our school.
70, you want 75 on that? Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Amanda, question.
I like the spoons. I just want to go on record.
Yeah. As is Diane, but 250 is a lot.
My question is, are we voting on these one at a time?
We're going to go down the list. Yep. I'm going fast. Yep.
Okay.
The black tote is a zip top tote. The black one, the cost is $19.75 a piece. I think we're selling it at $30. Black tote with a zipper.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, are those going to be embroidered?
They will be printed, not embroidered. So we can hold on anything we're not 100% sure on. Well, okay, we'll hold on that one.
And I can just interject on the tote. The manufacturer's minimum quantities are from the manufacturer or distributor.
Yep.
We always have the opportunity to go back to them and say, this is something special. What can you do for us? Generally speaking, depending upon the manufacturer, they can do lesser quantities, but obviously the price per item goes up. Manufacturers figure that on their minimum order quantities. On some, we may not be able to do that. So my suggestion would be on things that you know you need to ask for that acceptance,
we'll just pass on those. Yep, no problem. All right, so black tote is printed, not embroidered. So we want to wait and see if we can find embroidered versions.
Can I ask a question on it? The hats that we have that, thank you very much, that say Eastern 300 with the orange.
Yep.
Who did those? Why did we have that too? Why
can't
we
have it on those?
So we donated those to the committee. If there's an intent to order those for general, purchase.
So the Jones question is not that,
though. The embroidery, the font, and the size that's on the hat, why can't that be done on the black tote?
The ones provided to us are printed, so I can go back and ask for embroidered ones.
Yeah, I think it would look on the black if we did the Eastern 300 embroidered, would look much nicer.
Okay, so we'll hold on that.
Okay.
Keep in mind, the embroidery is very expensive.
It's usually like a $35 setup charge or $60 setup charge.
Yeah, and then for
but we can do one color.
Yeah, just.
But we want to try to be as consistent.
Instead of calling something Lisa 300, and unless it can't be printed with the logo.
So we'll hold on
with
that. Just then, it would just be the setup charge, and then it was one color, same font. No problem.
Yeah, we'll hold on those. Is that the full zipper? Full zipper hoodie with the embroidered logo on the side. 50 is the quantity on that, or $26.50 a piece. I think we have charged like $7 or so. When you look on your sheets that I emailed out, it does give us that charge, and I just forgot about it offhand. But full dip?
Yes.
Full dip? Excellent. Crew neck? Quarter zip?
Is it?
Quarter zip embroidered on the pocket area as well. Everybody know? Everybody
yes? Yeah, I like that better than
yes. You like it better?
that's something I would get for him, not for myself.
The other thing is the quantities I put here at like 50 is on the lower side of the, you know, I think there's, they were like a 40 minimum. If we order about 50, we can see how they do. Yeah. And then we're gonna have to reorder some things anyways down the line. So we don't have to order things again. If we still have 40 full zips left, then we won't order more. So, yeah. You know, I think it's more like a try. In a way.
Yeah. What you have there, hoodie.
The hoodie. Just a hooded sweatshirt.
Pullover.
A pullover.
Yeah, I have one more question.
Yeah.
Is everything going to be in black? Are there any color options?
So we were thinking black because the logo is black and orange. We are not married to it by any means. We can do different colors. They're pretty basic colors on the shirt, sweatshirts. They're black, gray.
And what's the color?
What
color cost? Is that the
hoodie is $22.99
a piece
at
50
quantity.
That's really, I think that's versus my garments. The shopping on under 26 for the purple.
Yeah, and then for the hoodie,
so that's
a
great.
Yeah. The hooded sweatshirt.
And I just have, once I had a small logo.
Not so much.
There, yeah, so I put them the sale price at 30.
So, I mean, yes.
Right now I have everything black, but we can, again, we can also decide later if we want to add in additional colors for things that are selling. We can also do like a suggestion box at our first few events to see what people, if there's something else people want. Crew neck sweatshirt.
I like the idea that was suggested that you have another color, even if it's a gray, you want them all to be black.
It doesn't matter to me. We could start with all black and then add in another color later.
I think the black looks good with the logo.
Crew neck. These are 50 pieces at $14.55. 50 pieces at $14.55. Crew neck, so no hood, no zipper. No?
No, it
doesn't. No, okay. We can pass on that for now. Again, we can always order more later.
So long sleeve t-shirts, okay, so the long sleeve shirt,
we kind of have two options here. I opted for the 1725 to 2025 on the arm, which I thought was nice because I find that's a very popular like thing to do. Those are $22.50. It's about half the price if we don't do that. So if we're worried about cost on that, I think people will buy them, but it's up to you guys. You can do it with or without the writing down the.
I would skip the arm and do that in gray, if it came in gray.
Yep.
Amanda, if we have to reorder something, how long would it take?
It's pretty quick. The reorder process, Brian, it's about 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, once you get the proof on the design and you've approved it,
yep.
You're literally talking 10 days to 2 weeks, tops.
Shit. Like in hand.
In hand.
Okay, so about 10 days in hand. And the t-shirts were into the. They were into the long sleeve shirt is printed, not embroidered.
It's
22. With the writing on the arm and the logo. If we take out the arm writing, it's 11 something. It drops about half. 1725 to 2025.
I like the arm writing. The arm print is very popular with.
It's like the Vineyard Vines kind of thing, yeah. Again, that's another one. We could do the 50 with that, and we could do 50 in gray with just the logo as well.
So that's a long sleeve.
Long sleeve t-shirt, exactly. So yep. Same. Yeah, so see, you have Nautica on your sleeve. Dale's wearing it.
By the way, it's from Let's Make a Deal.
Right.
For those
right.
Of us with gray hair.
So, long sleeve sounds like a definite yes. We want to also do them in gray with no sleeve writing. 50 of each. And,
yeah, I think they'll.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they'll sell.
Okay.
Hate them.
And that's just the t-shirt. I think, so I put 150 because I do think a short sleeve t-shirt will sell. They're $12.50 a piece. It's just going to be the printed logo on the front. Very simple, straightforward. I think I put a sale price on those of like $18 or something. Pretty good markup. I think a lot of people buy t-shirts, but
so it's 150 with different sizes.
Yep. Yeah. All of the quantities I did like pretty equal, different sizing. And that is on the sheet that went out. Short sleeve, yes, no? Do we like something different?
Some people will be interested.
Yeah, just like your basic t-shirt.
For the summer, especially if, when we have volunteers that want to show that they're a part of it.
Yep, they can buy a t-shirt.
To buy a t-shirt.
Put it on.
To wear for the event they're not even
Yep.
So on that note, Courtney, we are talking to Ryan about getting a very brightly colored t-shirt with the logo in front and staff. So when people are running events, if there's a problem, if there's a question, they'll know me and who to go to.
Yeah, so we're spending on
that. We'll be presenting where it should be.
Yep. Youth sweatshirt. So again, I did quantity of 50. They're $17.90 a piece. We were thinking black. We can do gray. Black and gray were the two kind of. The gray. Yep.
Yeah,
we can do the gray.
Well, I know my son loves the black sweatshirts too. So it depends on it's boys and girls.
Yeah. Gray is kind of neutral. We can we can start in gray, and we can always order it in black. Okay. Yeah. So we'll do that. Youth sweatshirt in gray. The youth t-shirt, regular plain t-shirt again, that's $15.10. Don't ask me why it's more expensive for the kids versus the adults. But it just is. Just is. Always is prices. Yes?
I do that in gray.
Yeah. Do the kids' t-shirt in gray? Okay. And then these are the merchandise bags. So when somebody purchases like a sweatshirt and a hat, whatever, we give them a big bag. We do not charge them for this. They're $1.10 a piece, minimum order of 1,000. The smaller bag, same thing, is $1.05. The minimum quantity order is 100. They're going to be printed with the logo. And we need 300 of the small bags for the Festival of Trees 2024 to give out as a promo for us to get the word out there as well. What do we think on these
prices? Is there only a difference in the price of 5 cents?
There is a difference, yeah, it's just 5 cents difference.
That's crazy, the size of the bag.
I know.
Crazy.
We can just do the big ones.
Just do the large ones.
Just do the large ones? Yep, we can do that. Yep, that's fine.
$1.10.
They're $1.10 for the large ones, yep. So we'll nix
the minimum
1,000.
1,000.
So we can start with 1,000,
and we're using it
300 of them are going right away to Festival Trees. Yep. So we're. Yeah, they're very similar to like the Target bags that they're giving out in town now. Similar materials, definitely touch those.
Yeah, that sounds like a good price for
them. Yeah, $1.10, and again, that would be a giveaway item, a promo item. The knit hat. $7.25 a piece, minimum 100 or purchasing of 100. It will be embroidered.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
those are very popular right now. Again, we're thinking black, but we can pick a different color on that. Or we could do two colors.
Like
that's a gray. Yeah, that gray or charcoal gray.
Can we do charcoal?
There you go.
Sold.
What do we think on color?
We do have black, half gray.
We can.
Who was the
black and black half? Black
and gray.
Oh, for the hat, I like the gray.
Okay.
So again, it does match the hair. It's kind of thing.
All right.
Baseball hats. So the baseball hat, we've had feedback that some people want Easton 300, some want the logo. So we need to decide what we want to do with that.
Yeah.
Okay, we want Easton 300.
I know.
Okay, so that's
normal. Easton 300 hats, because it is in the fabric embroidered, it's not an embroidery patch sewn on, are much more expensive.
What's the difference? What's the price?
The ones you donated were more expensive.
Quite a bit. Because that's embroidered directly into the fabric, rather than having an embroidered patch that is stitched on.
Well, how much was the difference?
I can get that information if I don't have it.
I just have it.
Is that the new Easton 300 logo? No, that's the logo.
No, that's just straight Easton 300.
Yeah, I will get that. I'll get that for you, and I'll send that out in an email. I will send an email later. So the beer glass, we are partnering with Shoveltown. They are minimum quantity of 144, which does sound like a lot, but I do think they will sell. They are $3 a piece. That is the most popular shaped glass that they sell. They sell a ton of them. And our logo will be one color white on one side with the Shoveltown logo white on the other side. So that is their cost, the $3 a glass. They're not charging us anymore, and all the proceeds or profit will come to us. So they're donating. They're not really paying anything. They're going to pay for it up front. We will pay them for the quantity that we order, but they are not upcharging us any, if that makes sense. So like they're donating, 144 is their minimum. So
all glassware, no matter where you get it from, comes in gross lots. So you buy 144, 288, and so on.
Yes.
You don't get partial lots, especially when you're having them engraved.
Right.
So do you intend to use those for the kilos?
No, we intend to sell them. Somebody could purchase one and walk over to the beer garden with it and use it. Yeah.
They're also going to provide us with coupons. We have our first event with them is January 6th when we have to announce the tricentennial IPA.
January.
I meant.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. So they're also going to have coupons because we can't sell liquor. So they'll have coupons for their 4-pack of the beers, which will be $17.
You know those will sell because people will buy those and they'll buy them two at a time too.
Exactly.
Like I would buy them two at a time. So you're going to
We intend to have Shoveltown at the arts.
Right.
So we want
those for the
art festival. And we can order the minimum and then we can always order them again.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
as
really
always.
Quick turnover time for
glassware is pretty quick and once you order, a reorder is really quick.
Yeah. Holding my spoon, so skip that one for a minute.
Bottle opener, that one is we'll order 100, $2.55 a piece.
We were thinking of black,
black plastic, not plastic, but whatever the material
it's
is.
A vinyl.
Vinyl, black with the logo on it, $2.55 a piece.
I vote yes.
Yes?
No.
No.
We just don't need it. Most
yeah, but it's we're gonna turn it around for like $4.55.
I think I put them at like $7 or $8.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good profit margin on those. I do think people purchase them, but again, it's one of those. They're a hot ticket item.
There's still a lot of beer that you.
I'll hold on that one though. We can decide that later. Who wants yes on the bottle opener? Please raise your hand.
I'm alone in the crowd.
Oh my gosh. Dave. All right. Well, hold on that. We can always come back and see if, you know, get any feedback at the, especially like the comments and stuff. The shovel pen. So that's $3.15, minimum of 500. That Stonehill, was it Stonehill that has those in their shovel museum? They said they are popular. We're thinking sell them for $5. Our cost is $3.15. So kind of cute with a little shovel. Be black with the white logo, or we can do Easton 300 with the year on it as well.
I like that.
Shovel pen. It's towards the bottom of the list, I believe.
Isn't there a free pen?
There is. Yeah, I'm going to get to that
it's
one.
It's not as cute.
I'm going to get to that one next, actually.
So,
yeah, exactly that.
The other one's cute. And it's cute for donors, too, or
yep,
something like that.
Exactly. So if we have a lot, we want to give them to the large donors. That works as well. So yes on the shovel pen? Any objection?
Yes.
Yes? Yes?
They all say yes.
Okay. We'll go shovel pen, yes.
Courtney's just
the thanks, Courtney. Okay, so the promo pen. Anne-Marie's holding the promo pen. They're 35 cents a piece, minimum order 500. Those would go into the bags for
Festival of Trees.
Yeah. And then we can give them out for anything else we want to. Again, venues or whatever that are giving us space.
Yes.
I think those are great. Yes. Okay. They also are our favorite pens. They write really nicely. Now, the controversial promo chapstick. These are $1.10 a piece, minimum 200. Again, we were asked to put some stuff into the bag if we can for Festival of Trees. So we're thinking a pen and that with a flyer of some kind that the committee agrees upon. We don't have to do that. If we do sell them, I think I put them in at like $3. So if we have leftover, if we ordered 300 or 400 rather, because we need them for 300 bags, the extra 100 we could try to sell at the $3 price point. Again, something smaller for the kids or whatever. That was a thought.
I'm a hard no unless it's just for the bags.
We can also do just for the bags, or we cannot do it at all. So in what it does have like a piece of paper on the outside, that a piece of plastic on the outside that says what it is.
Okay.
So it's like sealed. Yeah, better.
What brand is it?
EOS.
EOS.
At Target.
That's what that is.
EOS, because when you buy it, it's packaged that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? It's chapstick.
True.
Yeah.
Is there a chapstick that could be?
Yeah, we can get like the regular sticks, and we could also come up with something different that's not that.
The bag and the pen,
we can do that. Yep, we can definitely mix that, no problem. So we'll do.
I mean, you can make 300 cookies and package
them. But I do think it's really.
Listen, I am. Don't commit me to that.
If it was only for the Festival of Trees, I mean, it does look cute for that because it looks like an ornament.
It does, yeah. Yep. So we'll hold on that one for now, and we can see what other small promo items there are as another option and see if we want to add something else or just do the pen and go with that. The tiger plush, again, another controversial item amongst the group. My child, he's 1.5, has taken that out of the box 95 times, as has my dog. Don't know if that matters. He does come with a bandana or a t-shirt on with a single color print. So we would put the logo on there as well and be a black shirt with white writing or vice versa. Those are $11.65 a piece. Sell them at 15.
Or 20.
I think minimum of 100 on that. I do think those will sell something for the kids. Like, you know, you go to.
And it's a keepsake. It can be a keepsake if one so desires.
Right. Yep.
For their channel.
I'm a no.
So voting on, anybody want to vote yes on that one? Dave was a yes for sure. I'm going to say majority rules on that one. We'll see how it goes. The blanket. So the story on the blanket here is Ken was gracious enough to bring us one from the Clover Club from the Historical Society. You will see that there are clovers on the corners. Amory and I just learned that the town flower is the orchid. So we could do orchids in the corners instead. And then town hall building, we would move up to the top, kind of get rid of those clouds at the top, move town hall and put the logo in the middle, get rid of the shovels because they're already in the clock. And then this cost to us is $22.50 a piece.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes, we were shocked.
$100
one-time
setup charge.
And a $100 one-time setup, and they have all historic buildings in town. Yep.
How many
and
do you have left in town? Historical Society.
What's that?
Do you have many of the Historical Society?
Like that?
Can you
move the
same
spot? I'll say we have three. There it is. You've got some of the
can we move up both sides?
We can. We can move, yeah, we can move anything anywhere.
I'm thinking conflict of interest here.
We certainly can. And then I put the.
I don't have to move anything.
Yep, but we do have to remove the clovers for sure. So we have to pay that $100 setup fee. And then we were thinking of selling them at $50 a piece. I mean, I would pay $50 for that.
I really like that a lot. I think the idea for people on Memento.
It's classy. Yeah, I put it on my couch.
It's different from everything else.
It's different.
You have a historic home in East.
Exactly. You know, the town has a ton of history, and I think that just really brings that all together. So blanket minimum, we were thinking 50. The minimum is actually 24. We were thinking to order 50 because I do think that they will sell, but we don't have to order huge quantities of them.
So many people and
yeah, Chris is ready to put in an order. So are we all good on that?
So what do you think you're selling them for?
$50. Yeah. What do you sell them for? 40?
45.
That's all right. Ours won't have corkers on them.
You also have orchids on them.
Ours are corkers on them. And different logo in the middle. So we'll go, yes, on the the other, $49.99, yes. That is known that that actually does help sell.
You had a Sherpa blanket too, didn't you?
We did. It was terrible quality, though. Yeah, I think that it was kind of tacky feeling, and I actually think this is nicer and less expensive than the Sherpa blanket, actually. And the only other question on this for the group, color, it's a two-tone, that tan kind of color in the background there is, will need to stay. The other color we were thinking was either a gray, which is very close to this blue, or black, or we can do two colors.
I would stay away from the black since we have a lot of the other
stuff.
We do have a lot of black, so we could do a gray, we could do, I mean, we can do anything. We could, I don't know that gold will look great. I don't think it will.
What colors did you say, Kim? Red,
blue, and green.
Yeah, what about the orange, red, and the logo? Can you do that color?
It's very specific. We have the color swatches with us.
My thinking on the color is you don't want something to be gold because
right.
It's sort of a momento.
You know, with the subtlety of like the blue. We go with like the pewter gray.
We're
a fan of the neutrals. We were thinking like the pewter gray on there.
Yeah.
Very, again, it's pretty close actually to that blue color. A little grayer. We think gray, because we are doing some gray merch items, so.
I think the pewter gray would be nice.
Pewter. Any objections to pewter gray?
No.
Okay. Thank you. The couple of real quick items that are not on the table because I don't have. We're holding on the mugs because we have other mugs coming and they're bigger. The ones that we have are a bit small. Those are 11 ounce mugs on the table, but they're kind of small. The other one's 17. Yeah. So that is on back order right now. As soon as I get it, I'll bring it and we can order those later should we choose that. A couple things that aren't on there, the straw cup, which is this cup, but in white, and it would be engraved, laser engraved, like this is, not with my name, but with the logo. I have the picture of it with the logo. They did send me a mock-up of it. They didn't send me a sample of it. So that's an option. These are 40-ounce tumbler cups with a straw. The cost is $33.99, and we would sell them at $50, which is what they sell for in the store as well. Yep. But it would have the logo on it. So that was one item that we need to decide on. The minimum on that is 24. We were thinking 50 on that, but we could definitely order the minimum. It's the same price if you order 24, you order 50. On the
people are gonna pay 50.
Oh my God! Do you ever see?
That's what they are.
Stanley colors come out.
Yeah,
this is every girl.
Every
school.
Right.
They'll sell out.
If the boys could actually have one of those early, I think they would have bought it.
Yeah, those will sell out.
Yeah, I do think those will sell. The Stanleys. So when you go to go to Target,
do you ever go to Target or Dick's? You go in there, you can't even get them. You have to
come
going back to get them. Ask your granddaughters.
Can I borrow your keys for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. The other item that's not on here but is on the paper I emailed out was an AirTag holder. Chris actually immediately sat next to me and has a similar one on his keys. There's a leather version and which I think is a little bit nicer, and there's also a silicone version. Both would be the silicone would be printed and it looked like the leather would be embossed with the logo. Again, or ASIN 300, I think the logo, small. Yeah, so it will be more like this versus the one, you know, with the hole in the middle. So it's like a keychain, but it has a use.
Yeah. I mean, it's for people like me who every other day is like,
where are my keys? Exactly. Yeah. So AirTag holder versus a keychain. Mix the keychains, just an AirTag holder keychain instead. use it in your luggage, you can use it on your keys. Take an extra iPhone.
Because Diane, I always lose my keys.
Yeah, so. My husband also has my keys. Yeah. The AirTags are $250 for the plasticky ones, and then $350 for the leather. And then we were selling them at like $10. The leather. I think the leather is a little bit nicer. Right, exactly, exactly. I don't remember what their color choices are. I'll look at the color choice on those. Actually, I have it right here. Yep. Okay, here we go.
Oh, those are cool.
Our color choices are red, yellow, white, green, black, blue, and brown. So we can go black, not to keep going back to black, but
red.
Black, red, brown is an option, which would be the leather, brown leather, like in the picture. That would be nice, or the black, I would say probably get dirty.
What's the minimum one?
Least. The minimum one, that's 100. So we could do, start with one color, see how it does, and then you could always order a second color. But I would say black or brown. Again, red, yellow, white, green, black, blue, and brown. Brown, black,
brown leather.
Yeah. Brown leather. Okay. Brown leather.
And any chance we could do bourbon glasses for these bourbon drinkers out there?
I yes, had that on the list. I have them. So they are.
Oh yeah,
I have them right here. They are an old-fashioned glass, 11-ounce set of two in a gift box. It is a quantity of 144 two-packs, sets of two, $15.70 a piece, or per set, rather. And those are one-color option. So,
did you say 11 ounces?
11 ounces.
I'm going to be schnockered if I'm
going to I can also ask for different smaller size. I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not a bourbon.
For those of us who drink it neat, you know, we're going to have
But yes, we definitely can add those. So it's a 144 minimum at $15.70 a piece.
And at the kickoff, the brewery will be there. From there, they're releasing Foxborough does wine as well and bourbon. So they'll be doing the steam bourbon
tastings and stuff. So we can add that.
That will sell a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you want to add that in? And we can sell them at like what, $25 a set? $20 a set? Exactly, yeah. Not all items get your money back, yeah. So, I guess, as a bourbon drinker, what would you pay for a set of two? 25
seems very reasonable.
25? We can always mark things down, too. Yeah, we have a sale, exactly. Okay. All right.
But, you know, our label that we're designing for the wines, we could do the private label on their bourbon.
Yeah,
that they do at Station
be,
One.
That would be pretty
and
cool.
We could have that for the tasting and then do a coupon and sell the bourbon.
Yeah, I like that idea. And then the last items that we don't have are the foam football, the foam basketball. Those are minimum quantity of 100. They're $2.35 and $3.60 respectively. Those, again, I thought were great for the kids at like $5 a piece, sell them. They'll firm each other, but not your problem once they leave the building. any yeses to that? Any noes to that? They would just have the logo. They'd be like a single color with the logo on it. We can also do one over the other, or just one star at the stage.
Actually, we're offering things for all ages.
And that's what we're trying to do. Yes. One's a foam football and one's a foam basketball.
Basketball,
yeah.
Yeah.
We could start with the basketball and then see how it does. We can always order add footballs in later. So we'll do just the basketball. We'll hold on the football.
I think the football.
Can we get
the we're going to be selling them at
football.
Can we get the basketballs cheaper if we don't put air in them?
Well, they're foams, so no air. Anyway. Okay. So do we want to vote? Basketball, football, both, one.
How much?
What is, $235 for the football, $360 for the basketball. Selling at $5.
I vote yes, totally for the football.
Yes, football, yes, football.
Because the foam, you know, I'm thinking it doesn't matter if it's foam, if it's a football, you throw it. But basketball does matter if it's foam.
Yeah.
So I think you're safer with football.
Okay.
I have a little football player.
Do you want me to look into if there's a plastic version of the basketball that's like bounceable?
No.
No.
Just go.
Just go football? Okay. Okay.
That's coming from basketball.
Easier to throw. It's easier to throw the football. And that is it. That concludes our merge questions.
Now, what is it? What Anne Marie are looking for right now from the committee?
I think we're good now because we voted on the items. The items we're gonna hold on are the bottle opener, the spoon, and the totes and the mug. We are gonna hold on those items. The spoon is too large of a quantity. So we're gonna see if we can get a smaller quantity. Yeah, 250 is the minimum on the spoon. So we're holding on that. And then we're holding on the baseball hat, I think, just to confirm the cost of the Easton 300 versus the logo.
And then let's put a hold on the spoon.
I did. Okay, we're going to see if we can find a lesser quantity on the spoons. And then on the tote bags, we're going to see if we can get embroidered versus the printed. So we have to hold on that. So we'll go ahead, we'll move forward with all the other items. We nixed the crew neck sweatshirt, we nixed the small merchandise bag, and the promo chapstick all for now, and the foam basketball. So we got rid of those items, and we're going to move forward with the rest. I do have the price sheet. I made it up there. One last thing that I just want to show you, and you can take a copy if you want. Here is the pewter shovel, like official. They've moved forward with the printing of them. So I have that if you want to look at that. But those are done and voted on last meeting, so we don't have to worry about that. So,
Amanda, would you redo the list?
Yes, I will update it and send it out this week. Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
Something to keep in mind, folks, things that you have ordered that have a smaller quantity that we'll try and see how we do.
Yeah.
Once you've got that imprint set, reorders happen very so if you say to an order only order 48 of them and they're gone. Yeah. Reordering is literally a snap as long as you're not changing the design. And the other thing is, and I just covered a lot of different clients. Remember, you're selling these things over the course of a year plus. So it's not like all this stuff has to sell.
Yeah.
And once a few of them are out in the community, they sort of sell themselves.
Yeah.
Other people see them and want them. So if you have to come back and order more quantity, that's a good thing. You know, that's a great thing.
And I also have found when selling things like the fire department calendar, I did a porch pickup. So, like, if we have too much of something, mm-hmm. we could, you know, it could be something that I put on Easton Moms, mm-hmm. and yeah. with the price, and people, you know, what we're doing.
So, our hope for taking payments is that Jeanette was working on getting us our own company, like LLC, so that we can then open a Venmo and a Square account, so we can take credit card and pay that way.
Yeah, and we can just pick up at one of our homes, and I'm near Five Corners, which like a lot of us are. Yeah. So we
easy enough. You know, that's perfect.
Doing that, the porch pickup as well.
Yep.
Even if we were going by, we could just drop.
Sure.
And then just one thing, real quick to note on the shirts for extended sizes, which I think we'll probably want a few 2X, and I did put that in the sheet that I sent.
Good.
There is a $3 upcharge for that, just that quantity. So if it's I think I put 5 pieces of 2X on a few of them. It's an additional $3 on that. And then if we wanted a 3X, 4X, et cetera, it's an additional $1 above that. So $4, $5, $6, additional, et cetera. So we would account for that on the pricing sheet, just add the extra $3. So heads up on that. The last thing is that we did, I did just get some glass and metal ornament options in here, because we don't have an ornament, except we do have the pewter shovels. So we can decide at a future date, I will get some samples of those, and we can decide if we want to do the pewter shovel and an ornament, or just the shovel, call it a day. We all agreed on 300 shovels.
Yeah.
For now, that's was the decision. It'll be like a one run, but we can order more, and I do think these are gonna sell.
So we probably will end up ordering more, but I know we talked last meeting. I think Dale, you'll have to charge on that with like a limited edition kind of situation. But we'll have to see what the town desire is to have more of these shovels. If they're, you know, coming out of the pitchforks because they really want one. Whatever. I have no idea what's going to happen, but that's a lot, right?
It's interesting how the merchandise goes. I've seen it in another town. I was kind of surprised. Tonight I was going to buy a sweatshirt, and Amanda reminded me that the logo is only paper.
Just so you guys can get a visual. I'm a visual person.
But so well, we appreciate the homework that you guys did to put this together.
Thank you for voting. That's been our big drive. So now that we're done voting on this stuff, I'll work with Brian's team to get these ordered. Our hope is too that we can get into Langwater some of their this year in the summer, get into some of their like vendor days later in the summer in the early fall, so that we can get volunteers to sign up, get information out there to people, get T-shirts, sell whatever. And see how the merchandise options do. So.
The tablecloth.
Oh shoot, the tablecloth. Last thing, I think. So we are going to need a few 6-foot tables, which I think Dale said he can take care of. We'll need two of those. And Brian had given us, and I'll bring it to the next. I'll send it out because I didn't send it out with the last one. Tablecloths that have the logo printed on the front, that's all that will be printed on it, on two tablecloths. They were in the $120 piece range.
I'll check on that. You know, it depends on whether you got the stretch one.
They were almost the same price. They were very close in price. But they're not going to fly off the table. So they're either going to be fitted to the 6-foot or there's like the spandexy material. And again, they would have the logo on the front. I personally prefer the just fitted one. I think it will look a little bit nicer. It's a little bit flowier, but it will not fly away because it will have all four sides going straight down to the ground. So the kind of floor length, 6-foot linen in black with the logo on the front.
I think that's nice in the fit.
So it will look really nice. I think they were like $120. They were like $120 a piece range, I believe. So I'll see if we can get like a better picture of them, and I'll send that out and we'll get
so you get two
vote
on
them.
Yeah, I'd want to use them at all different.
Right. Yeah, we can get more than two. Yeah, if they're for anybody to use. We would definitely want to use them on the merchandise table.
My phone's not large, but that's what you're talking about for the drape.
Yes.
So whoever needs it, it will be packed.
Yeah. So they'll be
just a nice heavy material, so it doesn't fly away.
And printed on, it'll be black with the print on the front, so it doesn't get dirty. So,
okay,
that's
you, Amanda.
Thank you,
Anne Marie. Brian, thank you.
These guys did all the work.
Now, the next item on the agenda.
I know.
I'm going to give Anne Marie and Amanda a chance to rest their voices. And I'm going to go right to Chris. Chris, of course, is going to be putting our anniversary together. I had an opportunity the other day when I met with the police chief and fire chief to invite Chris to join me. And I said that because he had difficulty making an arrangement. And it turned out that he sat in on it and we got a chance to talk about photos. Chris, why don't you give us an update? I understand you got another photographer.
Yeah, no. So the meeting went very well with Chief Boone and Chief Alexander. They're all on board with kind of my crazy ideas. We are actually going to be bringing two fire engines over to the high school. We're going to do a whole shoot with the whole fire department. We're gonna do like obviously some of their team photos. I know it's challenging to get all the firefighters together, but he said about 80% of them will all be there at a training. So we're gonna do it during the training. So it's really cool because I wanted to do something with a landmark in town, and they agreed that we could do something over at the high school in June. So we're jumping right in to get some of these shoots, because there are a lot of different groups in town that we're going to be photographing. With the police, so that's taking place in this June, and then Chief Boone and I are going to chat again and try to schedule something with the police department. Same thing, we're going to have cruisers, their truck, we're going to do some cool things with the police department. That's a little bit more challenging than the fire department to get everybody together because of different shifts and things like that. Mm-hmm. But we're also planning on doing something at a landmark in Easton. And I know Dave and I, we're going to set up a committee meeting too to just kind of discuss. I do have a fellow photographer who's a professional here in Easton. She's going to be teaming up with me to cover some of the events. Andriker. Andriker. So she's been here in Easton for a long time.
For the secretary, is that D-R-I-K-E-R?
D-R-E-I-K-E-R. So and then we have Lisa Braxton, who will be helping doing some of the writing for the book. So we're starting to really kind of conquer it, and I will be reaching out to do some of the the select board and things like that. Hopefully we can do that before one of their meetings. Same thing with the school offices and things like that.
And Ed Hands is
going to
work with
you. And Ed Hands, yeah, sorry. Ed Hands will be also working as a historian.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, for your energy. Did you say your dad's involved too?
No. He's got a lot going on with the town.
Nice try there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to Anne Marie as well as Amanda. If you could have a brief report. I know it's 7:30 p.m. right now.
Thank you, Brian. Send in a recipe, Brian. Have Peggy send in a recipe.
I'm going to send you one.
Okay, don't forget.
We're going to have bourbon in it.
Some of the folks who aren't here this evening, we'll have to come back to them when they are here to give their reports, whether it be the block party or what have you. But go ahead, Marie and Amanda, anything you want to say regarding the first event?
So we just had a meeting with Stonehill. They introduced us to their new caterer. And we're going to meet with them again in June. Our vendors have all been notified. We've been just trying to complete the merch, and then at the next meeting we'll have a complete, somewhat complete budget for the kickoff. So we've got space layouts that we're working on now of that, and all that. So we've just been trying to focus on this, and then meeting with Stonehill was very successful, and we're quite honored actually to be able to have it there because they're so cooperative. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we'll be using their security team, and lots of things will be provided by them. So we're just pivoting into that, and Amanda and I will probably meet a couple of times this week, and we'll get that all done for you for next time.
And it was nice that Ken was able to be there. He's an alumni at the college.
Yes.
And I had a chance to sit in on it. And,
yes.
We made the right decision.
Definitely.
We're kicking off with Stonehill, and we're going to end with Stonehill. And they're part of the community.
Yep.
And we certainly don't want to have everything at Stonehill because it's a good-sized community involved others. Anything else that... we'll move on.
For the kickoff? Yeah, no, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing else.
We talked about the parade. Ken, do you want to say anything about the fireworks? Should we hold off on that?
No, I think we would.
Yeah, okay.
Until we get some more definitive answers.
I did speak to the Governor Ames State, Peter Murata, about the possibility of having a bonfire there. He said that that might work. Doesn't have to be the biggest bonfire ever held in the town. They would feel comfortable if it was a little smaller. But Ken and I are going to work out some details on the bonfire as well as the fireworks with Governor Ames' estate. Let's go to the cookbook. Diane, I know you have some good news you'd like to...
Yeah, we have 250 recipes. Yeah.
You'll have two more.
We talked about 300. Huh? That may actually happen.
Oh, it is.
Oh, that will happen.
No, maybe.
256, so
it's
like, yeah.
It's 257.
And we're going to be turning people away. We're going to say, sorry, can't get in there. So the cookbook, it's taken a while, so we thought we would be done by June. But now I think we're going to order them. There's a good coupon available between August 1. So the month of August will be when we'll get it done.
I love the recipe on the cookies. Dale had maybe four or five of them.
I earned them by submitting my recipe.
These cookies are submitted already.
Yes,
in the recipe, so you can, in the cookbook, so you can make them at yourself.
Exactly. Those are really delicious. It's Amanda's peanut butter chip cookies. They're really good. These are in the cookbook. These are ginger snaps, and they are real good.
I
had seven of them. And the other ones are almond with raspberry, and they were in the cookbook, and I highly recommend them. Buttery and delicious.
Those are both quite tasty.
So they're all good. So dinner's going well. And, yeah. Right, Rose? Anything? Okay. You did skip over the arts festival.
Well, I'm going to go back to the art festival.
Oh, okay. Everything is going well.
You all said then, Diane?
On the cookbook, you better.
Let's go to the Ad Festival.
Let's go to the Arts and Cultural Festival.
Yes, and Cultural.
Okay. Diane and I met. I think we're in good shape. We're putting a budget together, and we're going to involve the Garden Club, the Historical Society, Gleason House Library, Unitarian Church, the Art Co-op, as well as the focal point here at Fort Sands Memorial Hall. We're going to use both floors to display artists, have flowers, local florists. I meant to say local restaurants as well. We're going to involve the high school and have some music played. We're going to have a real band outside, a big band outside. What am I leaving out? We're going to have our illustrious president do tours. He doesn't know about it yet, but... And we're doing tours of the building. Shoveltown will be here. We'll have a tasting of beer and wine and also selling of said products and accompanying glasses, a coupon to go pick up the alcohol.
And we'll have a wine label created.
Yeah, we're going to create a wine label and do that on the wine bottles and perhaps some bourbon for Dale. Yep, we'll do a private label on the bourbon.
How does one get involved in the art part of it?
One of the things we're going to do is we're going to have a call to artists.
Okay.
And we'll give you an opportunity. I think you're a shoo-in. But we'll have a call to artists, different types of art, different ages. We're going to do a photo contest, and there will be prize money associated with that. We're going to do an essay contest involving the schools, what it means to live in Easton, and what Easton means to you. I think that's about it.
Vince Giornales.
Tai Chi.
That last Saturday of the month in April is World Tai Chi Qigong Day.
Yes.
It's been traditional. I've been doing it at the library for like 10 years. And so I do an outdoor free Tai Chi class from 9 to 10 on that day. And I was going to like fill out that paper to do something, but like we should coordinate.
We'd very much like to have you do a couple classes that day.
Yeah,
and then we're going to have a couple of other local Easton women who are going to do a children's yoga class. So we'll have some activities on the lawn at Gleason.
So
What's the timing of, what's the time of that whole day? Do you know?
No, we were kind of back and forth, like maybe 10 to 4.
I only asked because I just worked on a new schedule for Dave, so I left yours, I just wrote time TBD on that one. I just want to know, when you know, just let me know so I can update
that. Probably 10 to 4,
but. I'm going to go 10 to 6, because if we're serving beer and wine and beyond,
yeah.
Have a nice little cocktail out and be 4 to 5, and 6, and be done.
Yes, we'll have to talk about it.
Yeah. But it's up for discussion. I'd actually like to do it.
Any questions anybody has on the committee regarding the Art Festival? Go ahead, Ken.
Thank you. On the art.
Yeah.
Are you going to have art contests for judging of the art?
Yes.
And how does one enter?
That's what Chris said. We're going to have a call to artists.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, we're going to have a form.
Okay, so that's
publicized. That's what I was saying. Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll have a form that's filled out, and you'll submit it with photographs of whatever your particular art is.
Yeah, I was just thinking, somebody does a painting, watercolor.
Yeah, there are a lot of different. I know when I was involved with the art co-op, they had a juried art show. And it's challenging because there were a lot of different mediums and they had one juror. So it gets very challenging.
The question I'm asking is, since there are going to be a lot of different types of art,
we'll have various judges that will be looking at the art.
So then a person who wants to submit a piece of art, regardless of what it may be, is going to be filling out an application of some sort.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I was trying to
say. But I don't think it's going to be jury. We weren't giving.
Well, it will have judges on the contest end.
Well, for the photo, we have a photo contest.
And for the art.
We have a watch.
No, you know what? We were talking the essays, yeah.
Well, we have essays for the kids, photos. Right. A jury art show is totally different than what we had in the weekend. So we'll have to talk about that. Does that sound like something we should do?
I know, juried.
Or just have artisans all different types.
Yeah. Well, so back in the day when Governor Ames, so at the early stages of the art co-op, they inside the Governor Ames estate, they had a huge show. And there were a lot of different artists who submitted. And they had a juror from North Attleboro, from the museum in North Attleboro, come out and I want to say, I can't recall what the, but it was about like $50, I think, to enter, but it was judged, by a world acclaimed juror. And that just kind of, by having a juror like that, that kind of draws a lot.
Well, you wouldn't do the whole thing, but let's not tell everybody else.
It's really the whole day. Good House will be involved, the library will be involved, the Unity Church will be involved, the Historical Society, it's kind of.
So folks, it looks like there's a lot of things in the oven right now. A lot of planning going on. I'm going to give Karen the opportunity to give the last word. She's the only one that hasn't had a chance to speak yet. And maybe, Ken, you might want to say something about volunteers. Go ahead, Karen.
Well, I have the soup off flyer, the official soup off flyer now, so I will be hitting up every restaurant in town and asking them to participate in the January 4th kickoff event at Stonehill from 1:30 to 3:30. Is when the soup off will be. And there will be a prize for the best soups in town by whatever restaurants are wanting to join us that day. So that's, I finally have the flyer and I'll be going out there. And they also may, if they get it in time, submit a recipe to our cookbook if they make the deadline.
Yep. Can you email the flyer to all of us?
I can.
Oh, yeah.
I can send it to you.
So
Well, thank you, Karen, and thank Tom for his help and support, especially when we're at Lang Water.
Yeah, and then at Lang Water, I have to go back to them to tell them the date has changed for the CEQA, and to find out any more details for the April 19th event at Lang Water next year.
Okay. Ken, anything you want to say about volunteers?
No, right now.
You have 100 right now?
No,
I don't want to put any pressure on
it, but I just kind of go back to the project committee. What, if anybody gets some ideas or some organizations that we're going to try to not miss anybody. We've got the big key thing that we talked about today is we got to get the word out to all of the businesses and the organizations and the, like, for the horses, that type of thing, a year in advance, because they book all the stuff in a year in advance. So that's kind of one of our key things to get to this summer, have all that stuff together, and then everything else will kind of pull it together. You know?
Okay, I guess we're going to wrap up our meeting. It happens to be Tuesday, April 23rd. Things are moving along. We're still seeking volunteers that would like to join us for any of the featured events that will take place in 2025. We thank those folks in the community that have donated. We welcome new donations to help make the celebration work. We got a terrific committee that works hard. And of course, our committee is expanding with volunteers to get the job done. We hope that you'll save all those dates for a year-round celebration. In 2025, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Ike.
I make a motion to adjourn by second.
We have a second.
Dale.
All those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Time is pressed in the meeting. The cookies are gone.